Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful of God, we confess that we are by nature in holiness and truth. We sin in spirit and thought, word, deed, body, by faith. In my life, we confess our sins. We did not trust in God's sins. We did not love God. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ is given to God for us, and for this day forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives us out to become the children of God, and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the evening. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. The righteous flourish like palm trees. They are planted in the house of the Lord. Still bear fruit in the old age. To declare that the Lord is not a prophet. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Let us pray to our Lord for the peace from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to our Lord for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all. Let us pray to our Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to our Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The bless the Lord. Since we cause all heaven's churches to be written for our sins, what is it that we shall hear this, read, mark, or use to be written in the testament? That we may embrace the ever called us, the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. I myself will take a strip from the lofty top of the spear and put it to the end. I will break off from the top notch of the stone twigs of Canaan, and I myself will press up the high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel is where I trusted, that it may bear branches and fruit, that it may become a noble city. Under it will dwell every kind of bird, the shade of its branches, birds of every sort, and nest. And all the trees of the fig tree know that I am with you. I bring low the high tree, and I make high the low tree. Dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree look good. I am the Lord, and spoken, and not will be. This is the word. Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised. From your wondrous works, I will meditate. The epistle reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that which is our earthly home is destroyed. We have a building of God, a house of faith with hands to turn it to the nations. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on the earthly blood. If indeed God puts it off, we may not be found in faith. For while we are still in this tent, we work with burden, not that we would be burdened, but that we would be burdened. What is more, if we swap up our life? He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are all anxious to be encouraged. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We call on faith, not on sin. Yes, we are in good terms, and we would rather be away from the body. So whether we are at home or away, we may set out to please Him, but we must all appear to the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what is done in the body, whether good or evil. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is just how many he scatters on the ground. His wheat is rising night and day, and the seed sprouts to the ground. He knows not how called grain union. When the grain is cut, it wants to put in the strip because the harvest is cut. And he said, with what can we compare it to this business? Or what parallels can we use to this board? It is by the tiny mustard seed which was sown on the ground. It's the smallest of all the seeds on earth. It's when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden seeds. It takes out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests to its chicks. With many such parallels, it's told the words that they were able to hear it. He could not speak to them without the word. But privately to his own disciples, he explained it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Words tell us that God is the one who establishes and gives growth to his faith. And Mark tells us that he records the words of Jesus that is working how this takes place. These passages have volumes to say to us about the family of God in this place. And the first thing we learn is that God is the builder and rebuilder of his family. In the Old Testament, we read God speaking to his people in times of crisis. The words were first addressed to the children of Israel. Israel was to establish the family of God and bring deliverance from Egypt. Israel was to be a beacon of the grace of God to keep the world's suffering and the darkness of sin. But Israel lost sight of this purpose. She prided herself in privileges. She turned inward upon herself. She forgot the God. Several years ago, there was an article that reported in the newspaper that reveals the insightful findings of the study of the LCD in Massachusetts. The report, where a communication focused into its reach, either among its current members or beyond them, is the main characteristic that distinguishes Lutheran congregations that people from those broken. About 80% of Lutheran congregations would pay primary ministry to use it for its members. Its members focus internally their activity for exclusively for current ministers. They focus on what's been done historically. They're not willing to accept new ideas. These 80% are either stable or disappointing membership. I don't know where your congregation sits in that city. You consider the family of Christmas. Have you, like this friend, turned in upon yourself? You certainly can be proud of your history, but is that the experience of the business that God has given to you from the beginning? As I mentioned in Bible times, we live in a world where 70% of the population does not believe in Christ. Some of us have been sitting in front of a bunch of friends and neighbors. I can often touch my hand. The parts of it. The kids here at the grocery store, at the clerk, at the post office. Many of those 70% were foreign students. The foreign exchange student at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, who has never heard of Jesus. A mother in Cambodia, who was raised to Buddhism. A child in Ghana, who has been taught to turn to the witch doctor for help. A woman in Russia who grew up under an atheistic father. So what mission among you is God asking? God speaks to his family in Christ's words of his teaching. I myself will take a spirit from the lofty top of the cedar and will spread it out. Will break off from the topmost of its old trees for tenderfoot, and I myself will plant it with a high and lofty mountain. God does not deserve his family in this type of crisis. While he certainly knows he's permitted to fall prey to his own failures and weaknesses, he will not permit his family to be fatal. Israel fell victim to his own internal crisis. It took a measure conquered the promised land. It destroyed the city of Jerusalem and the temple of Egypt. He exiled the people to Babylon. But God did not turn his back to those who fought and grieved. He preserved the remnant for the next generation. And he returned it to the promised land following. Years of exile. Those of you who know the Bible tracks have heard that from 70 years ago. God rebuilds his temple in his city, reassuring the people of his continued trust in him. God is with you to speak to this place. He continues to make his word his life. He has called us to his own. continues to touch the hearts of his people here with his message of grace, so that you may be free from your bondage of sin and rejoice in the hope of eternal life. He preserved the freedom to talk to you, so that his ministry would not fall victim to Satan's accusers, but continue to flourish with his corner of humanity. Who are those to whom the grace of God is filled, and through whom he intends to continue his mission, and in whom he plans to work out his mission. So God will continue to nourish his family in this place, but you have bare branches and produce fruit. God has created a shelter of grace under which all his people may stand. I also know how God built his struggle this He builds and nourishes his church by the people of Today's gospel is a spoke of the powerful of Christian spoken group. Reverend Evgeny Ostapov, pastor of St. Anthony's Church in St. Petersburg, teaches a class on the basics of Luther's small text is translated and distributed by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Each year, the catechizes of the first dozens of Russians who have been without the work for 70 years. Reverend Nicholas Pollock told me that God opened a Lutheran school in April 2014. Today, it has a student population of over 1,000. Most of them come from Muslim families, with all of them studying Christian faith through books of life, free of charge, to have a living in the In 1992, a man by the name of Andrew Alicia, a man was searching for a church that was faithful to the Word of God. He contacted Reverend Dr. Robert Price and said, a copy of the book of Conflict, Andrew became so excited about what he read, he began sharing it with his friends. In today's evangelical Lutheran church, it's stated in South Sudan that it's over 150,000 members and 65 churches from proclaiming the world with the help of books by their These are but a few examples of the power of God's Word that the Lutheran Heritage Foundation has received into more than 100 countries in more than 160 languages and distributes to missionaries, congregations, and individuals around the world for any culture. There is plenty of evidence in the scriptures that God has God's Word. As it is when God spoke, it came to be. Jesus commands Jesus and Paul to seize his flesh and demons for silence. Even death gave way to the call to life and not for his sin and his burdens were wiped away. The same truth is just the gospel. When the Word of God is planted in the world, it grows with a power that cannot be hidden. It flourishes, bringing about its intended purpose, the establishment, nourishment, and shelter of God's heavenly beings. The biggest problem that congregations face today is often the wrong perceptions. They think that they have to be in the face of threats to God's church. They believe they must have to preserve God's people. They think they must present the life that the gospel way of Jesus of Christ. The privilege is God's biggest group. That is the college of Christian Baptist Church is doing. That is the power to sustain the injured and hurting people of God's people. That is the power to rebuild and redeem the people of God. And the written word centers upon the house. The living Word of God. Jesus is the heart of the grass engaged to the over the forces of death that would destroy you and spiritually, deliver you from the power of faith, and set you free to serve to Christ. He resisted temptations of Satan. He sacrificed himself at the cross to bring his death to the greatness of the hearts of God. He rose again in victory to give you life to your mortal bodies, to this congregation, free from the threat of death. It is this living work accomplished the miracle of redemption for you to the Christ that will complete the consummation of the redemption of your task is simply to be his instrument and the work of scattering the faith of God. You want to make known the gospel. The gospel will accomplish the work of redeeming the rebuilding of the apostles. Today's mission encourages us to give thanks to the Lord, to give thanks to your many holy apostles. You have been blessed to give thanks to the Christ of Jesus' name, for he has built this church, this congregation. He has given you a history of grace and mercy. You have good reason to give thanks to the Lord that you praise to his name, for he will continue to build, nourish, and sustain this family. He is the God of heaven. His word is the power of building and growing especially here and throughout the whole Christian. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life for us. Amen. Our service continues without a confession of faith. We're joined to give thanks to the apostles' prayer. We stand. For the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people, according to their gifts. Oh, for this time, we give thanks to you that you have planted your holy word among us. Give healthy growth to your church, that she may weather the storm winds of this world steadfast in Christ, ever bear the springs of love, and sing praises to your name, Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, your Holy Spirit plants the word and causes it to sprout and grow in this place of you. Bless the preaching of your word and the teaching of this, especially within the congregation of all saints and saints, that your kingdom may be extended to the faithful hearts to marvel at your work. Send faithful laborers into your fields to gather your seeds here in the ground, that in due time the harvest may be reaped for your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Bless all souls for us over us in this nation and the leaders of nations around the world who have been excited by your word and serve faithfully those who do trust in their faith. Bring faithfulness especially to those who serve our nation's armed forces, including Michael, Tiffany, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Alex, Isaac, Matthew, Austin, Ward, Travis, Tanya, Stanley, and Mark. Protect this church as an affirmation from our activity. Lord, in your mercy, we give you thanks for blessing Adam and Stephanie with the gift of a new child, a new hope. We pray that you would lead them to bring you soon to the waters of holy baptism. We also thank you for another year of life for any teachings, Michael, Mason, Jeff, Rick, Andrew, Isaiah, Gary, Mary, Dylan, Orville, Abraham, and Beth. Continue to keep them in your care and bring them your blessings. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, pray passion what you've spoken to this yearling truth. We implore you for the sake of Christ that your many precious promises and your many precious promises to bless this business lives, to make the efforts of parents fruitful and the teaching of their children, and to preserve them to the state of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we are those who because you have given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Hear us as we intercede for Jesus and the people of his name. Lord, in your name, Jesus, Charles, Betty, Ronnie, Thomas, Jeffrey, Mark, Peter, Hudson, Francie, Travis, Brent, Linda, Geraldine, Roman, Hudson, and all of your own. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we pray with many purposes of Jesus and long to be clothed with your vision of life, which will swallow all the mortals of life. Give me courage to your servants to walk by faith and not by sight, to mourn our death in the hope of the resurrection, and to make it our aim to feed while he is in the body, until at last. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, to whom all honor good is done, we give you thanks for earthly fathers, giving confidence in the education they feel for their sons, to care for their families faithfully, make them examples to their children, God's love and the love of your work. Bless their work in bringing your children the fear and instruction of the Lord, and give them the comfort of your absolution for all that's broken. Gather us together with all our fathers to your eternal counsel. Through Jesus Christ, Son of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and Amen forever.
Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Almighty God, give to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be lacking, but free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. Then steadfast faith we may serve you and in the confession of your name of God and to be you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.